This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you promise us the wonders of your love in each of our lives. As John makes that incredible proclamation today, that in your fullness we all have had a share, grace following upon grace. May you open our minds and our hearts to be open to receive those blessings, that we might acknowledge those things in our lives that truly are blessings from you, especially the gift of your Son, whose birth we celebrate, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. On December 26th, the day immediately following Christmas, the church celebrates the feast day of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the church. It might seem a little strange that the day after we celebrate the Feast of Love and the birth of Jesus, that we would be celebrating something so violent. It seems a little bit strange. But this particular week, I think the church has intentionally put in some celebrations that we have to help us to put things into perspective. St. Stephen, the first martyr. Tomorrow is the feast of the Holy Innocents, all of those babies whom King Herod ran around and had murdered because he had heard that this king had been born. And because he was threatened by that, he tried to kill every male under the age of 2. And then we're going to celebrate the feast of Thomas Becket, a great saint of our own church, who was murdered in the very cathedral where he was the minister. What happened with Saint Stephen is quite amazing. It's recorded by Luke in the 7th chapter of Acts. And Stephen is giving a speech to the people because they're not following what God would have them do. And he says this: "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you are forever opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do." He calls it the way it is. And they don't want to hear it. This is what they do. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. They covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. They dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. What an incredible visual image. They literally covered their ears. Haven't you ever seen a child do that when he's being called names? "I can't hear you, I can't hear you." What a silly thing that they do. But they do not want to hear the voice of God. There is so much that happens in the midst of the noise that we shouldn't miss. John begins this beautiful prologue to his gospel with the words that begin the Bible. That's intentional. Just as the book of Genesis begins, "In the beginning..." And what did God do in the beginning? He created the world out of chaos. Out of chaos, there is God. He starts his gospel. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word meaning Jesus Christ. Out of chaos comes Jesus. We sometimes, I think, want to dismiss the chaos in our lives, and we want to get it out of the way so that then we can experience Jesus. I think we make a big mistake when we do that. I'd like us to look today at what actually went on that most holy of nights. It was nighttime, and whenever I'm around at nighttime, there's a certain little insect that makes a lot of noise. Crickets. Now, we're also told on that particular night that Mary and Joseph had traveled there to Bethlehem, and of course they had a donkey. And every donkey we've ever had in this church makes a noise something like this. And that noise would have continued, and we're told that they were in a barn, and any barn I've been to has horses. So there would have been the sound of horses as well. And early into the morning, there would have been those little guys that wake everybody up. And any other place I've been to that's got barnyard animals, there would have been a bunch of chickens as well. And then we sing in this song, "The cattle are lowing." Now, I don't know what it sounds like when a cow lows, but this is what I know as a cow sound. Then we're told that the angels announced to the shepherds, so they go on to Bethlehem, and of course they would have brought their sheep with them. And every place I've ever been to that has sheep, there are usually a few goats hanging around as well. And of course, if you've got shepherds and sheep and goats, you got those special dogs, the sheep dogs, that round them all up. And I would imagine that this probably wasn't a kosher inn, so since there was a feeding trough, there probably was a few pigs. And whenever you've got pigs and animals and manure, you're going to have those buzzing guys that run around. A lot of flies. And then we're told that these magi came from afar via camel. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard what a camel sounds like. Not a pleasant sound, but that's what they sound like. Then we're told that there was no room for Mary and Joseph at the inn. Now, if there was no room at the inn, that means the inn was sold out. I bet you they were having a party that night. Now, when you've got all this commotion going on, I guarantee you that baby wasn't sleeping. You were hearing something like this. Now, these sounds were not happening consecutively that night. They all happened together, and it sounded something like this. I invite you to sing with me.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so.
song will never be the same again, will it? It makes a point. Jesus comes in the midst of chaos. How often in my life, and I bet in yours too, we say to God, let me take care of this first, and then we'll deal with you and your son. Let me straighten out my financial situation, and then I'll let you be number one. Let me take care of this health issue I'm dealing with myself or my family, and then I'll let you in. Let me find a job first, and then we'll get this squared away with you. Let me straighten out this messed up relationship I'm in the middle of first, and then I will get back to you. And what we end up doing is missing the whole point. It is not that God wants to come to us despite all of these things going on in our lives. It's that God wants to come to us precisely because and in the middle and with all that is happening in our lives right now. And that is where he will be found, in his most profound and impactful way. Think back on your life. Think back on those milestone moments where you have found God at work. And I guarantee you, in the most profound ways, it's going to be when God intervened when you felt hopeless. It is in the middle of the chaos of our lives that God wants to be a part. So if we truly are going to get in line to see Jesus like we talked about 2 days ago, you don't have to go anywhere to do it. He's right there in the midst of whatever it is you're going through right now. He wants to be a part of that in your life. Today is born to you a Savior. So let that night be silent in your heart. No matter how crazy things are going, God wants to be there to redeem it, to redeem you.